In our first reading for today, we hear St. Paul address us as brothers and sisters. And I think that that is the idea that we should take into reading our gospel. When Jesus says, if you have a quarrel with your brother, read that as if you have a quarrel with your brother or your sister in Christ. Think about that. What is more important? The relationship that we have with people on family ties, whom we could say are more important than others, or the relationship that we have with each other in Christ? So much in history and in our nation's history has been focused on people being more tribalistic, whether that tribe was the family, the state, the nation, a particular ethnicity, and not realizing how we are connected to each other in Christ, or should be connected to each other in Christ. 100 years ago, some of our brothers and sisters left our parish because they did not feel welcome. They were tired of being relegated to the balcony and receiving communion only after everyone downstairs had received. I think about that when I sit up by the altar and look up at the balcony. I didn't know about that history when I was a young child and sitting up in that balcony, which was my favorite place to sit. I see things differently now. I wish I'd known about that history, but I don't know that I would have known to put it into context. I'm saddened that we had that break with our brothers and sisters 100 years ago. And even longer ago, a century and a half and more, this July, we would commemorate the Battle of Gettysburg and many other battles of the Civil War. Battles where brothers sometimes faced off against each other, where people who had been close friends faced off against each other. If you want to read an interesting examination of the Battle of Gettysburg and how brothers, because there were some in the same regiment, and friends, and there were some that faced off across the field, I suggest Michael Shera's The Killer Angels. It was a favorite book of mine when I was a youth, and I still read it occasionally every couple of years to remind myself of the tragedy that we went through at that time and how we can learn from that, how we can more properly be brothers and sisters to each other. Once you've read The Killer Angels, be inspired by someone else who read The Killer Angels, Ken Burns, because after reading that is when he decided to make the miniseries Gettysburg. I'm sorry, the Civil War. Watch Ken Burns' Civil War and reflect. And think about what has changed in those 30 years and more since the Civil War aired on PBS. Other places where we forget that we are brothers and sisters to each other are sometimes in our nation's policies and our world actions. Certainly the war in Ukraine is people forgetting that they are brothers and sisters, often linked by a common faith. Also, when we forget those who may not ascribe to the same faith as we do, when we forget that they are brothers and sisters to us. Certainly in World War II, when many people who were Jewish or other faith were killed in the concentration camps or survived those horrible situations because people considered them as other and not brother or sister. If we think about it, does God say only take care of those who are your brothers or sisters in Christ? No. We are told to take care of those who are sick, who are hungry, who are lonely, who are elderly, who have injuries or disabilities, who are imprisoned, who are alien to us. That is what matters, even more important than whether or not they come to communion with us. We must consider them as someone whom we should care for, our neighbor. And when we come together in communion, we should remember that. anything that divides us should be left aside when we enter the church, when we gather together. That is what unites us, our shared belief in God, and therefore our shared belief that all people are beloved by God, even if they do not know to call him by name. We call God Father because that is how we're supposed to be united, considering ourselves to be a son or daughter of God. We call Mary our mother because at his crucifixion, Jesus pointed to John and Mary and said, "Treat her like your mother, and mom, treat him like your son." Think about that. In his extremis, Jesus wanted us to consider his mother as our mother, therefore uniting us all together as a brother or sister to him through his death. Think about that when you view a crucifix, when you reflect upon the Passion, when we share the Eucharist together. All these differences are not insignificant that we have. All of them can be things which can cause us to be separate, but we should work across those differences. Find the ideas, thoughts, concepts where we can share, and then figure out how to work upon those goals that we have when they are different with others, not trying to win over them, but trying to see where we can reach a just and fair settlement. Because if we truly consider ourselves to be united under God, then only will we be at peace.